From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lydia Burt. Missouri's state budget for the next year is on its way to Governor Eric Greitens. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports.
The roughly $28 billion spending plan increases K-12 funding by $98 million and raises tuition by 1% at most state universities. It also bars abortion providers from accessing federal Medicaid dollars. Democrat Stacey Newman of St. Louis County blasted that provision.
Federal law says that patients covered by Medicaid have the right to choose any willing provider of their choice.
Another budget bill provides a slight pay increase for state employees, while another eliminates 8 positions within the Department of Health. House leaders forced that cut because the agency, citing privacy concerns, refuses to provide documents on a state worker who died last year from a tick-borne illness. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
The governor has until June 30th to sign the 13 budget bills into law. Missouri health officials have refused to comply with a subpoena for information on a tick-borne virus that killed a state worker. The subpoena is the latest of several attempts by state legislatures to force the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services to disclose information on the Bourbon virus, an illness discovered in Kansas in 2014. Missouri lawmakers want to know how many people statewide have tested positive for antibodies associated with the deadly virus, but the health agency refused to supply the data Monday, citing privacy concerns. In response to the department's refusal to provide information, lawmakers yesterday passed a budget that cut 8 positions from the agency. The details of how Governor Eric Greitens' felony invasion of privacy trial will take place are mostly set. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman recaps yesterday's hearing, the last before jury selection begins.
Circuit Judge Rex Burleson has rejected any audio recording, though he will allow still photography during the first 10 minutes on the first day of trial. He had previously ruled out videotaping during the trial. He has also ordered that all witnesses be referred to by their full names, including the woman at the center of the case. Burleson will rule later on whether questions about her previous sexual activities and whether she ever went to counseling will be permitted. Defense attorneys will be allowed to raise the fact that an attorney for the woman's ex-husband received $120,000, but not necessarily where he got it from. Greitens is accused of taking a semi-nude photo of the woman without her consent while the two were having an affair. He has pleaded not guilty. I'm Rachel Lippman.
Jury selection begins this morning. Burleson expects the trial, which will begin Monday, to last about a week. The Missouri Senate approved new restrictions yesterday to the state's blind pension fund. The bill would limit which blind residents were eligible for monthly payments of more than $700 and Medicaid benefits. Anyone with a spouse making more than 500% of the poverty level, or who did not submit to certain vision tests, or who had an invalid driver's license, would be ineligible. Their proposal would also give the Department of Social Services flexibility to determine what tests people needed to take and removes the requirement that the pension be increased every year. The House approved a version of this bill earlier in the year. Because the Senate also amended the measure yesterday, it now heads back to the House for another vote. I'm Lydia Burt, KBIA News, Columbia.